When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 6th edition. 7-game slate on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. It was a wild one. West Coast ended in a bang. Offense galore as it was slow on the East Coast. Hopefully have another fun night like that. Watch the weather in this one. But first off, follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, I'm there. I'm in Slack chats. I'm all over the place. Fantasy DGen Slack chat, Rotoballer Slack chat. Go check out rotoballer.com. Lots of great content coming out there every day. If you need to get some of that premium access with all the tools and optimizers and great content galore, use promo code Bubba for 10% off. Also, if you get a rating and review on iTunes for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would much appreciate it. But let's get into your 7-game slate. The totals on the slate, it's pretty nice. Just a heads up, there's like 4 games in the day and then 7 games at night, but they're locking in at 6:05 Eastern 2 hours earlier to make sure we get 7 games instead of 5. So keep an eye on that. But you got Yankees at Phillies, 9.5. Reds, Indians, 8. Astros, D-backs waiting on a total there as Brandon Belak is going to make his first start with the Astros. Cubs, Royals, 9. Blue Jays, Braves, 9. Orioles, Marlins waiting on a total there. Jordan Yamamoto got announced as a starter last night. Keep in mind that the Marlins are the home team, but I'm pretty sure they're still playing in Baltimore. And Yamamoto's not going more than 5. He might not even make it to 5, so watch out for that one. And then Brewers at White Sox, total of 9. So the latest game tonight is 8:10 Eastern, 5:10 Pacific. So we should be done early. That gives us more time to watch some primetime PGA major action. Hope everybody enjoys that. If you need some PGA action, always pressing PGA DFS podcast. Myself and DFS Golf Gods come out every Monday night previewing the week's PGA action. But let's get into the DK pitching. This slate, I was telling people in the Slack chat this morning, pretty cut and dry for me. I'm going to get different with my bats. I'm going to keep it pretty simple with the arms. And the top two arms, Carrasco, Castillo, Cookie Carrasco, $9,800 at home against Cincinnati, Castillo, $95 at Cleveland. The wind is blowing in about 11 miles an hour from right field in this one. Two just phenomenal arms. Cookie has started off the season really well. Slow against Minnesota. He only gave it 3 runs in 6 innings, which I call a win against Minnesota. Then came out in 6 innings, 10 Ks, and just dominated Kansas City, as you'd expect. You got Luis Castillo, who pitched really well against Detroit, just couldn't. He's faced them twice now. His last time out was phenomenal, 11 Ks, time for that 6 Ks. Kind of got BABIP to death the first time out. Last time pitched great. And the one thing I like about Castillo, only 1 walk in each of his 2 starts. That's always Castillo's deal. If he's walking, guys, we're in big, big trouble, but he has limited the walks. So something to keep in mind in that one. I expect it to be a low-scoring game. I wrote up in the article, I did the free DraftKings picks for the days over at rotoballer.com, that both these guys are in play. Just remember, only one can get the win. So that's a big bummer. When you're looking at that big, the grand scheme of things on that one, the Indians have a team total of 4.15, lefties 292, righties 263 last year versus Castillo. And then when you look at the Reds, team total 3.85, the Reds strike out over 24% of the time against righties. The Indians strike out a little less than 23% of the time versus righties. So pretty cut and dry deal on this one. I think the Cookie will be higher owned than Castillo. Both are very, very strong plays. If you want to be different, playing Castillo is one way to probably do it. But both bring interesting risk because offenses can go off with those two. But for the most part, both strong, strong plays here. Cash game viable, pretty much both of them. Almost in a cash game if you want to pitch both those guys. I know you can only get the one win. Yeah, you'll be different for sure. And it gives you a good floor on both of them. The pivot off of those two, and I'm curious to see how high owned he is because people that understand the game understand how good Tyler Chatwood has been, $9,400. At the Kansas City Royals, Chatwood, absolutely ridiculous what he's done this year. 6 innings or more in each start, 8 Ks or more in each start, 11 Ks his last time out, 28.5 or more DK points every time out. And people think it's a fluke, but he's not walking guys because he's increased that cutter usage. He's increased it a ton. He's lowered his four-seam usage to around 8%. And the four-seamer is what was getting him in trouble last year. So now he faces Kansas City in a just great matchup in a pitcher-friendly ballpark. We saw Darvish pitch pretty well last night. Hendricks pitched pretty well the night before. They give up more runs than you'd expect, but great spot here for Chatwood. 3.85 team total for the Royals. They strike out over almost 23% of the time versus righties last year. Righties only hit 255 versus Chatwood. Lefties 325. Not a lot that scares me with the Royals. If they put it together, they put it together. But for the most part, it's a great spot for Chatwood. $9,400, low ownership. Go get yourself some Tyler Chatwood tonight at $9,400. The next guy I'm targeting on this slate, you could make an argument for Jordan Montgomery at 78. I think the Phillies are a sneaky stack tonight in a Citizens Bank ballpark. But you could go Jordan Montgomery at 78. That's a GPP-type play. He only threw 81 pitches against Boston. He threw great against Boston. Very, very well. So hopefully it's a 90-95, give or take, somewhere in there. So keep that in mind. But you could go that route. But the next guy I'm looking at here is Nate Pearson, $7,300 at the Atlanta Braves. Braves do have a good offense. Not going to sugarcoat that. But Pearson, 5 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 5 Ks in his debut against the Nats, through 75 pitches. So we're hoping for like 85-ish tonight. Hopefully he can still give you 5+. That's the only thing with Pearson. If his control's off, which was an issue in the minors, it's kind of slowed down his ascent to the bigs, was the control issue. So if that's still there, that can be a concern. Lefties hit 331, righties 081 in his debut. So take that as a small sample, 5-inning grain of salt type stuff. But the Braves are striking on almost 24% of the time versus righties. This season alone, I believe they're striking on almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Very small sample. They're hitting them with power. They have very good power, but that's only they put the ball in play. 27% K rate is pretty outstanding for facing a guy like Pearson who loves the strikeout. And the Braves are without Ozzie Albies now. That's a big, big blow. So Pearson, as risky as it can be, because, you know, Freddie Freeman, Acuna, Ozuna, still very good at bats. The rest of the lineup doesn't really scare you. Markakis, Camargo, can they run into one? Sure. Are they going to scare you and blow you away? No. So Nate Pearson at 73 should be very, very popular and for very good reasons. Only other ones you could take a peek at down here if you want. Wade LeBlanc at 66 versus the Marlins. The Marlins hit decently over the doubleheader. They still have Brian Anderson, Birdie, Jesus Aguilar, some guys that can hit the ball pretty well, but also a lot of swing and miss. I like Monty Harrison a lot, but he strikes out a ton. And a lot of that lineup is going to have throughout it with all these replacements. Cervelli, sure, he's a veteran that can get stuff done, but still a lot of swing and miss in that lineup. So LeBlanc at 66 can be in play. And then Lindblom's coming back. He left his first start, pitched pretty well, but missed his second start. Now he's coming back. He left his first start with back spasms. He says he's good to go. You know how the back can get weird, but $5,300 against the White Sox. I like the White Sox tonight. I think they're good, but in GPP, Lindblom at 53 can be in play. So it's pretty simple for me. Carrasco, Castillo, both great plays. If you want to play them, knock yourself out. Cash game viable. Lots of strategy involved there. I think Chatwood's a phenomenal pivot there. I think he's going to be popular. And then Pearson. So those are the four guys I'm really targeting. At least one of the 9K guys in Pearson or two of the 9K guys. That's where I'm at right now. But you can, like Jordan Montgomery, LeBlanc, and Lindblom all have arguments that can be made for them tonight. All right, let's check out the bats on this 7-game slate. I said this would be a quick cookie cutter type deal. It's pretty cut and dry for me on who you want to target on this slate. Like, you know, Monty Grandal, if you believe Lindblom is not 100%, or if he's going to get too much of the plays, he's not going to overpower you. He works on locating on the corners, off-speed stuff. He's very good. I like Lindblom a lot, but we need to see it some more. So Grandal at 48 could be in play. JT Realmuto in DPS rate is 47. Another guy you can take a peek at. Wilson Contreras, another nice night. Last night at 45 is just swinging a really good stick. So those are your three expensive options at the catcher's position if you want to pay up. Otherwise, Cervelli against LeBlanc at 36 for savings. You can go there. Chance Sisko at 35 versus Yamamoto. Some decent savings for you as well. Vic Caratini at 3,200 versus Keller. Keller's making his season debut for the Royals. Really good spot for the Cubbies. 5.15 team total. Lefty 314. Righty's 299 off Keller last season. So you can look at a guy like Caratini and his matchup. And then other than that, you just kind of look at lineups and see who pops up. Like, does Dustin Garneau catch for Houston for 28? That's a discount. Sandy Leon at 26 versus Castillo. Not looking to target Castillo, but could be a savings. Tyler Stevenson at 24 versus Carrasco. Look and see what value might pop up, because there's really nothing that stands out just yet on this slate for catcher. First base, if you want to attack Nate Pearson, which will be super, super, like the Braves stack will be uber low owned. And you don't have to go full Braves stack. If you just got like two guys, that'll make you different out the gate. Freeman at 53 versus Pearson would be one I'd be looking to do. But Rizzo at 5K, very, very strong look in that matchup. Vladito, 4,700 for the Jays. Back-to-back, he's hit safely in two straight games, three doubles over those two games. Hopefully he's heating up. He's 47 versus Tuki Toussaint, who shouldn't go super deep in the game for the Braves, maybe five innings at the most. Then you get the Braves bullpen, which isn't horrible, but very inconsistent right now. So Vladito at 47. Hope you guys got on that too cheap Yuli Gurriel last night as he went deep at $4,100. But Joey Votto, contrarian play versus Carrasco, has hit Carrasco well in his career. If you're looking to save some cash, though, Jesus Aguilar at 42 is a phenomenal GPP play versus Wade LeBlanc. Really, really strong GPP play as he's got that big-time power against the lefty LeBlanc in that one. A few others, if you're getting contrarian, again, if you're fading Gio Gonzalez, which is usually a good move. The Brewers' bats have been ice cold, but Justin Smoke at 39. Ryan Healy's leading off, but man, I can't go there. But Smoke at 39 can be contrarian. The problem is, at $3,900, I have a first baseman I love tonight. I think he's super valuable. They may be popular if people pay up for pitching. That's the thing. But Luke Voit at $3,900 is really cheap. And I hope he's in the lineup, because every time I love Luke Voit, they put in like Mike Ford, who is really expensive. I see the upside of Mike Ford. No one's going to own Mike Ford. But Luke Voit, the dude just has ridiculous power. Went deep yesterday. He's homered in each of his last two games he started. He has four homers on the season and 276. It's righties very, very well. $3,900 for Luke Voit. I'd be all over that if he's in the lineup. I think it's a phenomenal play. Rhys Hoskins at 37 is a good GPP play. Hasn't really got off the schneid yet this year, but an interesting spot there. If Rowdy Tellez cracks the lineup, he's only hitting .182. He could be a nice value at 3,500. I'd still rather Voit at 39, but Rowdy at 35 versus Tuki Toussaint could be a nice little value in that matchup. Otherwise, you got like the cheap Royals bats if you want to fade Chatwood, but nothing really else down below. Second base position, Altuve at 58. Big Zach Gallen fan here, so I'm not as in on the Astros tonight, but you're going to get him super low owned if you want to go that direction. But I do like Ketel Marte at 5K. Bielik making a start for the Astros. Good young arm, lots of strikeouts out of the pen. We'll see how he does. He won't go super deep. He's not stretched out either. Then you got this just beat up Astros bullpen. I'm kind of bummed that the D-backs went off last night, because I had this game circled for the Diamondbacks, thinking, okay, young pitcher, beat up bullpen. Let's go D-backs. They've been horrible all year. Let's go attack them now. Well, that got put on hold because they went off last night, so they should be a little more popular tonight. I do like Ketel Marte at 5K in that one. Keston here at only 49 versus Gio Gonzalez. Very live. Again, the Brewers' bats have been disappointing, but a 4-2-5 team total for the Brew Crew. Lefties 234, righty 342 versus Gio. You can get some Ketel at 49. Not too shabby. John Birdie, he's expensive at 46, but a good look there versus LeBlanc. Can get on and steal some bags. But again, the Yankees a little cheaper. LeMahieu at only 45 versus Zach Eflin. That's one of the better price tags at second base if you're paying up tonight. LeMahieu just leading off, getting on base consistently, throwing a little pop out there. Good spot there versus Eflin. Hanser Alberto at 39, decent savings against Yamamoto. You can look into that one for sure. Logan Forsythe has been hitting in the middle of that Miami order. He hasn't got a hit yet, but he's 3,400 if you need to get weird versus LeBlanc. I'm not saying he's a must play, but if you're looking for some savings, he's there. Scott Kingery's off to a slow start, but he's only 32 if you're looking for some savings there as well. But the savings at second baseman, if you're playing cash, DraftKings, FanDuel, I haven't even looked at FanDuel's price. I'll look at that later when I do the Lion Star show. But Jason Kipnis is $2,800 versus Brad Keller. He plays versus lefties. He plays versus righties. Nico Hoehner plays versus lefties. And Kipnis is flourishing in this role. He's hitting .429 with a 1571 OPS. He has homered in back-to-back games. He has 15 or more points in three straight games. He is really, really swinging a hot stick. The Statcast numbers make you laugh because you know they're not sustainable. But at $2,800, can still produce big time. He's a cash game lock, phenomenal salary saver, lets you pay up for pitching. Kipnis is a strong play tonight. Third base, you got Bregman for sure. But J-Ram versus Castillo at 49 if you're getting contrarian. I love me some Gio Urshela of the Yankees. As you can tell, very, very, very strong play tonight. 5.3 team total, lefties 356, righties 299 versus Eflin. Gio's priced up. No one ever owns him. So I kind of like these priced up. It'll lower his ownership even more. The dude, 8, 18, 13, 27, 17. He's continuously hitting. He's hitting five straight games with some pop. I like me some Gio at 4,800. Some cheaper options. Chris Bryant leading off, playing well. Moncada at 44 versus Lindblom. I think that's a sneaky nice play because I don't think that many people are going to go to the White Sox with some of these other options out there. So Moncada at 44 could pay some dividends for you. Excuse me. Brian Anderson at 44, third base outfield. He went deep, I believe it was yesterday and the day before. Let me check. Yesterday. He went deep yesterday in game one of the double dip. He's got on base safely in each of the last two games. So you can look at Brian Anderson at 44 if you need to. A few others, like Renato Nunez in a GPP at 41, always has that power appeal in his matchups. If you are fading Pearson, Yoan Moncargo is 36. Not in love with it, but could be GPP relevant. And other than that, you're just like Travis Shaw's, Jed Jerko's. Those are like, if Abraham Toro cracks the lineup at 27, he's got some upside. He was a big value last night. Switch hitter, went deep last night. He's got 21 and 8 points at multi-hit games and back-to-back nights for the Astros. So $2,700 Abraham Toro would be a nice value if he sneaks into that Astros lineup for a third straight day. Shortstop, Dansby Swanson continues to hit, but Francisco Lindor at 48. The Indians stack, man, they're priced interesting. In a GPP, I think an Indians stack or a Reds stack, I prefer the Indians over the Reds, but both are injured. Like the Indians, Reds, and Braves are the three stacks that you could really differentiate with tonight. But that's if you're getting really cute. I'm going to try to keep it simple on a seven-game slate, but those are the ones to look at. Gleyber Torres at 47 in play. Bo Bichette needs to get it going. He's slowly heating up at 46. Javi Baez at 45. So a very top-heavy shortstop position. I kind of like Baez the most, and then Torres, Bichette. But obviously, strong plays across the board. Correa went deep again, 4,400. Mondesi at 42, not loving Adalberto. He still just can't really get it going consistently right now, but would be a good fade off of Chatwood if you want to go that route. And then Didi Gregorius at 37 hits lefties just fine. That could be an interesting play there. Not a ton of value at the position. Like Jose Iglesias at 33 for the O's. He's hitting in the middle of that Orioles lineup, so you could look at him at 3,300 versus Yamamoto for some savings. Gene Segura at 31. Other than that, not a ton to just stands out at the shortstop position. All right, let's head to the outfield on this slate as we get a quickie going here. Springer is, I told you yesterday, he's heating up big time, went deep again last night. He has 11 or more DraftKings points in five straight nights. Really starting to get that going. It's crazy, hitting .195, but he gets on base and does it all. So Springer at 59, going to go basically unowned. You got Stanton at 56, which is a great play, but I'd rather Aaron Judge at 53. Judge's numbers versus right-handed pitching is insane. He smokes righties. People think big guy, going to crush lefties. Stanton crushes your lefties. Judge is crushing everything. He hit his seventh home run of the season last night, but he really hits righties really well. People kind of look over that. So good spot there for Judge at 53. I think Christian Yelich is GPP viable at 51. Got the day off yesterday. They said to clear his head. So you could look at Yelich in a lefty-lefty matchup at low ownership. Ozuna is interesting, but Kyle Schwarber at 47 versus Keller, phenomenal play. Great part of a Chicago stack there in that matchup. Big fan of that. So you could Judge, Schwarber be the top two guys for me so far. And then you go down, I mentioned John Birdie earlier. Nick Castellanos, GPP relevant at 45 versus Carrasco. He's hitting everybody. I do like Chris Bryant if you're stacking the Cubs. Like Aaron Hicks at only 45 in the middle of the Yankees order. Very, very live in that one. A few others to peek at here. Avisel Garcia at only 42 does hit lefties extremely well. So that could maybe get something going. It's a slow start to the season. Maybe facing a lefty like Gio. We'll get him off the schneid. Lou Bob at only 42 leading off. I mentioned Moncada earlier. If you just want to do a small Lou Bob Moncada stack, that's not bad at all. We'll make you different tonight. A few others. David Peralta went deep yesterday. Only 42 versus Belak. I like that a lot. We know we like Peralta for his batting average, and he's got that power upside. Slow start to the season, but he popped off last night. Like, again, bummed the D-backs went off last night. Really, really bummed on that one. Gonna hurt our ownership game a little bit. And we just got like Cole Calhoun at 4K, a cheap D-back piece. In that one, so you could really get like Starling Marte, Ketel Marte, David Peralta, lots of pieces to like there in that offense. Even if you want to get weird with some of the right-handed bats, Christian Walker's had a couple strong days, so you can really get a nice D-back stack going for you. Eloy Jimenez only 39 in your GPPs. Andrew McCutchen, a slow start to the season, really only got one hit so far, but hopefully facing Montgomery in Kutch's career, he's hitting over 310 versus left-handed pitching, so maybe this is what gets him off the schneid. If you're stacking Baltimore versus Yamamoto, Anthony Santander, good GPP power play at $3,900. In his matchup, Brett Gardner's only 38 versus Eflin. Gardner's proof the juice ball exists. He hit his third home run of the year yesterday in game one of the double dip. Homered in the first game of the series on an opposite field homer that was just laughable. He's homered in three of his last four starts, I should say. So Gardner at 38, very, very much in play. Should be popular at that price point. In a phenomenal matchup. Miguel Andujar only 37, not hitting it well at all. But if he cracks the lineup, it's another cheap piece of the Yanks to look at. Ian Happ only 36 is a very nice value. If he cracks the lineup, good power, can get on base. If you're stacking the Cubs, look into some Ian Happ in his matchup. other than that, like Kyle Tucker's, Josh Reddick, they'll be in play against Gallen. If you're fading Gallen, not super in love with that type of play, but he's involved for you. And then it's just like pick and choose with lineups, nothing really crazy because you'd have to attack Carrasco or Castillo for a lot of this value. Van Meter, Akiyama, Bradley Zimmer, those are guys I'm not really looking to go at with the matchups they're in. So that makes things a little difficult there. No one else is really standing out here at first glance when I scroll through the value. So you're going to have to like check the bat, the lineups. Maybe Mike Tauchman. There you go. If Tauchman cracks the lineup at 26, he is very much in play. Like Lewis Brinson, mentioned Monty Harrison, they'll be cheap for Miami. But Tauchman at 26 would be a pretty nice value if he cracks the Yankees lineup. All right, recapping your pitching again, pretty simply. Carrasco 98, Castillo 95, Chatwood 94. All in play. I'm going to go Chatwood, but if you want to get different with Castillo and Carrasco, zero problem. I obviously have Carrasco ahead of Castillo, but both really strong plays. I probably rank the ownership Chatwood, Carrasco, Castillo if you need to go that route. My other target's Nate Pearson at 73. Should be very strong. Hopefully get at least five innings and like 85 or so pitches out of him. That would be very, very good. Jordan Montgomery, Wade LeBlanc, and Lindblom are also options tonight. Montgomery could be good. I like the Phillies as a sneakier stack tonight, but they've been kind of slow, and Montgomery can get you maybe five or six and get you through that one. When you're stacking up the Yankees versus Eflin, smash spot. Absolutely smash spot. Eflin, he throws a good start every once in a blue moon. I love me some Yanks tonight. I think it's pretty simple. And Aaron Judge is expensive, but he's going to Ding Dong City again tonight. I guess the prime spot for Judge and company. The Cubs will be a nice spot there versus Keller. I prefer the Yankees by far over them, but the Cubs could be nice. And then it gets, I mentioned the White Sox could be interesting versus Gio in his matchup. Now I'm seeing it could be Freddy Peralta. DK has Gio, now I'm seeing Freddy Peralta somewhere else. If it's Freddy Peralta, I think the White Sox are really strong because I like Peralta and all. Don't get me wrong, last year Peralta had reverse splits, lefties 307, righties 354. But if you can get Freddy Peralta and he's not locating very well, very hittable, plus you get Milwaukee's bullpen. So keep an eye on that. White Sox could be even stronger if that's the case. The Brew Crew versus Gio, the Brew Crew is very cold. So are the Phillies. So Brewers and Phillies could be some ways to differentiate because righties hit both those guys very well. So keep them in mind. Blue Jays haven't got it going, but you can attack Tukey Toussaint, especially from the left side of the plate. So like if you want to be different, you can get some you know Yankees action, get some Cubs action if you want. But like Brewers, Phillies, Blue Jays, you can play the ownership game there. White Sox could be in there as well. So you can get your Yankee stack. You can get your chalky pitchers. Differentiate with your last few bats. Very simple. And it doesn't have to be stacks. You can get one-offs or two-man stacks out of those other situations. So there's ways to build and still get the good pitchers and some of the chalky bats and succeed. All right, everybody. Quick addition in the books like we talked about. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at PDIntric. Also, you can check out this video on my Twitter through Periscope or on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. So subscribe, like, and share the video there on Rotoballer's YouTube channel. It is free. Also, it's on all your streaming podcast platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, the works. If you can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. But I hope you guys have a great day. Keep a track on the weather. Watch the lineups. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. MLB DFS Quick Hits in the books. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.